I greet all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的圣名问候弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Very glad to see so many of you here today.
啊，非常高兴再次看到很多你们啊在这里面。
And today is the Lord's day.
今天是主日。
Every Sunday we always come here until the Lord comes.
我们在每个主日都来到这里面来聚集，直到耶稣再来的日子。
It's a very wonderful day.
是一个非常啊特别的日子。
Because we meet our fellow Christians.
因为我们与啊我们的啊属灵的同伴们一起的团聚。
Because one day we will be together forever and ever.
啊，将来有一天我们会永远的同在，直到永永远，直到永永远远。
I must apologize that I cannot preach in Chinese.
啊，牧师也请求你们的原谅，他不能够讲华文。
I don't think I can ever learn to speak and preach in Chinese.
他也感觉让他自己讲华文来讲道，感觉是不太可能的。
I must accept the fact that I am old and so very slow in thinking.
因为年龄也大了，并且思想的这个速度也慢下来了。
And then, because in the past, when I was in school, I've never learned Chinese.
因为之前当他做学生的时候，在学校他没有学习华文。
During my time, the time we don't have, very difficult to have Chinese.
啊，在他那个年代有非常少的那种学习华文。
I went to English school.
他是去上英校。
So, my Chinese is after that I learned by myself in adult school.
啊，所以他就在他成年的时候他自己学习华文。
And that is to learn very, very simple Chinese.
就学了非常简单的一些的华文。
To ask a person, what is your name? And what is my name? Just to say that.
比如就问一个人，你的名字叫什么？我的名字叫什么？仅此而已。
So, it's very simple.
是非常简单的。
But I cannot preach in the Chinese.
所以让牧师用华文来讲道，他确实做不到。
I would like to.
他也确实非常想。
That's only my desire.
这是他的一个渴慕。
So please, be patient with me when I preach.
所以也请大家能够来多担待。
This is a very good verse that you have given to me here. Blessed are the meek.
在这里你们给我的这段经文也是非常的好，在这里告诉我们说，温柔的人有福了。
And then the promise is so wonderful also, for they shall inherit the earth.
那么对于这些温柔的人的应许也是非常的宝贵，就是他们要承受地土。
The inheritance is very great, it's very great. Blessed are the meek, and then they shall inherit the earth.
给他们祝福是非常大的，就是他们这些温柔的人，他们要承受地土。
And it's the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督所给的应许。
I have preached this verse long time ago when I was younger, and I have heard also many times in preach, and I have read books also on this, and a lot of things have not been said and read.
牧师他个人也在年轻的时候也讲过这节经文，也听别人讲过，也读过相关的书，但有很多的东西还是可以学习的。
I'm sure you all can recite Matthew 5:5 in Chinese.
那我相信你在座的每一个都可以背诵马太福音5:5。
Including the English one also.
那就是在座也许年轻人也可以背英文的。
Because many of you are bilingual too.
因为在座的很多都是双语的。
And I ask myself together, do we know the meaning of the keywords here, blessed and the word meek?
我问过我自己说，我是否真的知道说在这里面的有福和温柔的意思是什么呢？
And what is the meaning of inherit the earth?
那么承受到底是承受地土到底是什么意思呢？
Does it mean that if I'm meek, I will own many things in the earth?
是不是说，如果说我是一个温柔的人
，many things in the earth，
那么我在世上就会有非常多的物质的东西呢
So let us start this afternoon to examine this verse, and then we draw from it some of the valuable lessons.
那么今天下午就让我们来学习啊这节的经文，也从中学到宝贵的功课。
Yes, for our to help us in our day-to-day Christian living.
来帮助我们在我们每一日的基督徒的生活生命。
Surely we all like to learn from the Word of God how to live our life daily.
那么我确信着在座的每一位都渴慕来学习神的话语，来帮助我们来过我们基督徒的生命。
So that God will be pleased and glorified.
以至于呢，神能够讨神的喜悦，那么也能够荣耀神。
The first thing that we want to find out what the meaning of meat, if we are in it, we will always look to the dictionary.
那么首先我们要来明白温柔的这个词的意思是什么，那么我们一般都会看词典。
So in my case, I will look at the one, turn to the English dictionary. In your case, probably you will turn to the Chinese dictionary.
那么作为牧师的话，作为一位讲英文的，那么他会去看英语的这个词典，那么在座的我们也许会有人去看华文词典。
So in English the dictionary, they give a lot of meaning, but I just mentioned a few first, good enough for us.
那么在英文词典当中呢，有很多的意思，那么我只是想点出几点而已。
Yeah, the first one is regarding temper. You have mild temper.
那么第一点是关于一个人的脾气，那么是一个就是不是那么急躁的。
A little or mild temper. Another one is gentle and quiet.
那么另外一个层面是一个人非常的温顺，非常的安静。
Yes, that's me. Another one is submissive.
那么另外一个层面还有讲一个人比较顺服。
And then maybe the fourth one is lowly. Lowly.
那么第四个呢，就是关于一个人
humble, humble and lowly.
谦卑。
So this word is a very important word.
所以这个词是一个非常重要的一个词。
But it is not the word which the Lord means here.
那么在这里面呢，不是耶稣所强调的。
Because if you apply it to the Christian, and Jesus Christ is saying, "Blessed are the meek," he's talking particularly, primarily to the Christian, to the believer.
那么在这里面，当耶稣说温柔的人，那么他主要是针对的是基督徒。
Yes. And a believer is a person who is a regenerate person.
那么一个基督徒是一个重生得救的一个人。
A born again person.
是一个重生得救的人。
And then, if he's born again, and you find that the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, or one aspect of the fruit of the Spirit,is meekness.
那么作为一个重生得救的人，那么我们会有属灵的果子在我们里面，那么属灵的果子的一个层面就是温柔。
And this meekness is different from the meekness which the natural man has.
那么这个温柔呢，是与这一个自然人他的温柔温顺不一样。
Yeah, earlier I said that in the dictionary you will haveHumble and lowly and quiet and silent. That's the natural man.
那么我刚刚之前有提过，就是说关于这个词呢，在词典当中有讲到顺服谦卑柔和等等。那这是一个没有得救的一个人他的一个反应，一个素质。
Yeah, but the natural man, you see, but the natural man is a simple man. One time I was also a very simple man.
那么自然人是什么？就是一个没有重生得救的一个罪人。
And I can cultivate and train myself to be quiet and lowly.
那么作为一个罪人呢，我也可以培养自己来做一个谦卑，做一个安静的人。
Every man also can be like that, train himself to control.
那我也相信每一个人都可以来训练自己来 来控制自己的一些的情绪。
But if another person were to insult you and will say do wrong to you and will say all kinds of things against you, what is the natural man's reaction?
那么当一个人得罪你和当一个人攻击你的时候，当作为一个自然人，作为一个罪人，那么他的反应是什么呢？
You will curse the man or the woman.
很自然的，你会咒诅这样一个人或者这样一个女人。
You will be so angry, you will punch him in the face. You take your this hand, punch him.
如果你是非常生气的话，你就会去揍他。
That is the natural reaction.
啊，这就是一个自然人他的反应。
Will you react like that?
请问你是否是这样的一个回应呢？或者是我是否这样一个回应？
Even though I'm a Christian,
就这样，比如说，就是我说我是一个基督徒，我是否也是这样的来过活呢
？When I'm younger, you even as a Christian, you say bad things about me and you do me wrong, inside you will be very angry. I really want to blow up.
当牧师年轻的时候呢？就是说虽然是个基督徒，但当别人得罪他的时候呢，里面也是充满了怒火。
Christian should not.
那么作为一个基督徒，其实这不应该是这样子的。
Why should not?
为什么呢？
Because, the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit. We are born again, and we have the meekness of the Holy Spirit in us.
原因是因为我们作为一个重生的人，那么有圣灵在我们里面。那么圣灵的果子呢，其中的一个层面就是说一个温良柔顺啊，我们应当啊有这样的特质在我们里面。
So, with this meekness of the Holy Spirit, we are different and we are going to look into it in what we different.
那么有这样一个温柔的一个灵在我们里面呢，我们就应该与世人不一样。那么我们接下来也会看怎样的。就与别人不一样。
I think today we are very, including myself, we're very, very fortunate, very good to look at this earth and examine it.
那么我也相信今天下午是非常好的时机，对我们也是对我们每个人来说，我们来看这节的经文。
And I pray that we all will learn very carefully.
那么牧师祷告说，我们每一个人都能够认真的来学习。
And do what God wants us to do and even has given us the ability to do.
那么让我们也能够来做神所教导我们去做的，也给我们能力去做。
And he promised that we practice this, show this, he said, we will inherit the earth.
当我们按照神的话语去行的时候，他应许说我们就能够承受地土。
So my question is, I ask myself and I ask you, so do we want this?
那么我问我自己，也问你们说，我们是否要这样，要这样呢？是否
要
得到？
要不要？
要不要？
Do you want? It's very important, you know. You sit here, you see, listen to me. I prepare this, I study this, go into it, and I ask myself. So in the end, I say, do I want it?
是的，这是一个非常重要的问题，就是牧师
说
他自己学习呢，他也问他自己说，我要不要得到这样的祝福。
Of course I want it. You see, the result, the reward is very great.
那么当然了，理所当然他希望能够得到这样的祝福，因为这是非常大的一个赐福。
Meekness also please God. If I practice it, I have it and I practice it, I will glorify God and will please Him.
那么温柔的也确实是讨神喜悦的。如果说我能够活出这份的温柔在我生命当中，那么我的生命也是讨神喜悦。
And God said, blessed are you.
那么当我这样做的时候，神就说你是有福。
That means His God's favor is upon you.
那么也就是说神会恩待你。
That means God look at you and say, wow, very good, very good, and God is very happy.
那么也就是神看你的时候，神说哦非常好。那么神也会真的是非常喜悦你。
And this God is not only my God, it's your God and our God.
那么这个神不单单是我的神，也是你的神，
and
是我们的神。
And every day we must realize this, that God is there with us, with me individually.
那么每天我们要明白说神与我们每一个人同在。
Okay. Now the first thing that with regard to this meekness.
那么首先第一件事关于温柔呢
？Is between us and God. The meekness between I must be meek before God.
那么首先第一点就是说，这个温柔是我们与神之间的，就是我们要在神面前谦卑。
Yeah. Not only before God, but towards God. Relationship meekness towards God.
不单单是在神面前啊，要有这份的温柔，那么就是对神，我们要有这份的谦卑柔和。
And the first meekness, first aspect of meekness, we got to submit to God.
那么关于温柔的第一点就是说，你顺服神。
That means whatever happened in our life, whatever happened in my life and your life, we accept it.
那也就是说，发生在我们生命当中任何事情呢，我们都甘心乐意的接受。
God, we all know that our God here in the Bible here, He's almighty, all-powerful, and He controls everything, and then our life, nothing happens by chance.
那么我们知道从圣经当中我们知道说神是全能的神，他是全知全在的神，那在我们生命当中的每一件事情呢，他都许可，他都知道。
Yes. You see, God said in Romans, God said that everything worketh for good to them that love God. In Romans 8:38, everything worketh for good to them that love God, who are called according to His purpose.
那么我们知道说在我们生命当中的每一件事情都不是随机发生的，我们也知道说在罗马书8:28告诉我们说万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
And all those who are us who love Him.
那么也就是那些爱神的人。
So God is always with you and me, always. And anything that happens to us, good and bad, He knows. And He said that everything that happens to us, good or bad, is for good.
那么不管在我们生命当中的好事还是坏事，那么神都允许说与我们同在，并且呢，不管好的坏的，神他要成就的都是好的。
When good things happen to us,Okay, God, thank you.
当好的事情发生在我们生命当中的时候呢，我们就非常高兴，说啊，感谢主。
But when bad things happen to us, we are be worried.
那么当不好的事情发生的时候呢，我们就会有一些的焦虑。
One of the ways we react is what? Why me?
那么我们的反应当中的一个呢，就是说会问说为什么是我？
And then because he say, why me? We are thinking, why not he? Why not that person?
当我们说为什么是我的时候呢？那么我们也在想说啊，为什么不是他？为什么不是另外一个人？
So this meekness is the first relationship is between meekness before God or in relation to God. That whatever happens in our life, we submit to God.
那么这是关于温柔的第一个层面，就是说我们与神之间的，就是在我们生命当中发生的任何事情呢，我们都顺服在神的下面。
Especially bad things,
特别是那些不好的事情发生的时候。
Even though we are poor,
也许我们是贫穷的。
Yeah, some Christians are rich, some Christians are poor.
是的，有些基督徒是非常的富裕，但也有些是非常的贫穷的。
But not one Christian begging food.Definitely no.
但是呢，没有一个基督徒是要饭的。
But you have rich Christians, you have poor Christians.
但是，纵然如此，那么也有富裕的，有贫穷的。
Rich Christians, their life is easier.
那么那些富裕的人，他们的生活就更容易一些。
Poor Christians is difficult.
然后对于那些贫穷的来说，就更困难一些。
Yeah, formerly I was a poor man.
那么。是的，曾经我也是个贫穷的人。
Yeah, it's difficult.
那么是比较困难的。
But we submit to God. We accept. I accept. I'm poor. Okay, Lord, you are in control of everything, and I am poor. I accept.
那么但是呢，我们要学习来顺服神，就像说，是的，我是贫穷的，但是主啊，我顺服你。
So this is you will find that in the Bible also you have. such people.
那么你也会发现在圣经当中也有这样的人物。
You know, Eli is a high priest.
啊，你知道吗？以利他是大祭司。
High priest means a high priest is a person who stands between God and man.
那么大祭司呢，就是站在神和人之间的这样一个人物。
And then he has two children.
然后他有两个孩子。
Hophnias and Phinehas. 对。
菲尼哈斯和哈芬尼和菲尼哈斯。
Okay. And then they were very, they are children of the high priest, but they behave very bad.
那么作为大祭司的两个儿子，那么他们的行为是非常的罪恶的。
But Eli loved his children so much.
但是呢，以利呢爱他的两个儿子，非常的爱他的两个儿子。
More than God.
那么以至于呢，爱他们超过爱神。
God was not happy.
那么神呢就不高兴。
And God said, God's judgment came upon him.
那么神的审判就临到了他。
And said that from now onwards he cannot continue to become. He will not continue to be the high priest, including him, his children, and his household.
那么神就说，从你之后呢？你的后代都不可以再做祭司了。
And what did Eli after he learned this thing through Samuel, the young man?
那么当以利从那个年轻的撒母耳听到这个消息之后呢，他做了什么呢
？What did he say?
他说了什么呢
？He said, "Let God do what He thinks best for me."
那么以利就说，愿神。他的旨意成就。
So God's judgment is a bad judgment to destroy him, to take his life, and then he said, "Let God do whatever that pleases him."
那么，纵然是神要来惩罚他，要来除灭他的家，那么杀了他，但是呢，他仍然的说，愿神按照他自己的旨意成就。
It's up to the Lord.
愿神按照他自己旨意成就。
So not long later, he died by falling down backwards and break his neck.
那么圣经告诉我们说，这事，之后不久呢，他就死了。那么是他向后跌倒，最后就把自己的脖子摔断，就死掉了。
But the important thing is, his attitude was correct, was good. He just accepted, submit to God. If you want to take my life, so be it. So be it.
那么我们要学习的是他的一个态度，就是说他对神的态度是正确的，就是就算是你要来把我生命拿去，那么就愿你的旨意成就。
So we learn this thing is very important to for us.
那么对于我们来说，我们也要来学习这样一个宝贵的功课。
In our life, all of us want to think, we want to live for many more years before Christ comes.
那么我们在座的都想能够活得更久一点，就是在耶稣来之前。
Even at this present age, also of course, I like to live many more years.
那么就是作为牧师来说，这样的年龄，他也希望能够再多活几年。
But I know my time is short, also.
那么他也知道说自己的生命是短暂的。
So I have this word of meekness is very applicable to me, you know, very much applicable to me.
那么关于这个温柔的这样的一个功课呢，也是对他来说是一个非常必要的。
To accept whatever God says, He gives to me, or He treats me, or whatever happened to me.
那么来接受神所预定的任何的事情发生在他生命当中的事情。
Even in spite of my poor health, I fall one time, two times, three times, and I just have to, when I get up, I want to say, God, why me? No, I have to accept it.
就是在他生命当中，他因着他的健康，他也有跌倒一次、两次、三次，然后他起来之后也想过要问说为什么这样子，但是呢，他以至于这样说，他没这样说，他就是来接受这样一个事实。
And when I accept that, I find it's better for me. Straight away, the feelings of bitterness no more, and I can sing, and then I feel happy.
当牧师他接受这样，就是说接受神在他生命当中的这样一个旨意的时候呢，那他心里面的苦毒就没有了。
So I can look up the sky and blue sky and say I enjoy the sky. I can listen to the birds that, sing in the bird, in the forest. I can look at all the trees. I can enjoy so many things in life when I that bitterness is gone.
当着心里面的苦毒被挪去之后呢，他就可以真的是看着天空啊，并且听着这些鸟叫呀、啊，等等等等，就并且也能够 来向神来歌唱。
And now I see friends, I can smile again.
然后当我看到朋友的时候，我也能够来对他们笑。
And they say, "Oh, you have what happened to you? You fell down and then you got blood here and there."
那么他们都会说，诶，到底发生了什么呢？你看你的有受伤，并且还有血。
And you did not get angry. You say, oh, it's not nothing much, and then just take the cotton wool and wipe and clean and everything.
那么你就说也没什么事情，只是做个清洁就行了。
And your friend helps you.
那你的朋友来帮助你。
And then you can talk, you can talk, you can have, you can talk and enjoy our fellowship.
那么你也可以跟他一起来聊天，也有团契。
Instead of bitterness, and then you grumble here, grumble there, you murmur, and you speak against God, and Everything situation is all different.
所以这是一个非常不同的一个场景，就是说你，就是说你这样喜乐，并且不是说像那些人埋怨神啊，并且有这份苦毒。
It is possible because meekness. It is possible because of this quality, meekness in us.
那么一个人能够这样做是为什么？因为有这样一份温柔的这样一个特质在我们的里面。
And because you are a Christian, and this meekness, this quality meekness is a grace. Grace gift. God gave you this meekness inside you.
作为一个基督徒呢，这样一个温柔呢，是神的一个礼物。神把这份温柔赐给了我们。
But although He gives it to you, now there's one thing you must release it.You must release it. God gave you. You are able to. But you can also say, I don't want to.
那么神是的，神赐给了我们，当然我们要释放出来。当然你也有能力说不这样去做。
When you have this meekness, anything that is wrong, that's not good, your experience is not good, you must express, instead of going against it, your meekness that God gave you, you want, and you must allow it to let it go, to express, manifest itself.
那么是的，特别是在这些不好的事情发生的时候呢，就是你当你想去发脾气也好，或者是去怎么样的话，那你要特别是要让这份温柔能够来活出来。对
Because you are a natural man, you are not regenerate man, you are a natural man.You will curse and swear.
因为作为如果说你不是一个基督徒，你是一个罪人的话，是一个没有重生得救的人的话，那你就会去咒诅。
Now I'm not saying something that you have not experienced.
那我在讲的并不是你没有经历过的事情。
You have experienced.
我相信在座的每一个人，我们都经历过这样的事情。
And if you have experienced, then you have to need to change.
那么如果你经历过这样的事情，那么你要来改变。
And the next one is having experienced that regard to what happened to us. The next thing is to be meekness before God is to be obedient to His word.
那么当我们看到这个第一个层面的之后呢，我们来看第二个层面，就是关于人与神之间的这份温柔体现在人对神话语的顺服。
For God say, if somebody say bad about you, you must pray for the person.
那么神的话也告诉我们说，当有别人辱骂你的时候呢，你要来为他们祷告。
And you should pray. You must pray. You must obey God's word.
那么作为神的儿女，我们要顺服神的话语，要为这个人来祷告。
And God says, here, "Blessed are the meek." And so be that kind of meekness. God's meekness will release that.
那么神也告诉我们说，在这里面说温柔的人有福了。那愿我们能够做这样一个温柔的人。
So the meekness before God, regarding the experiences in life, our life, that good things okay, but bad things happen to us, we accept it, submit to God, And then when we read his word tells us what to do, we also submit to him, obey him.
那么温柔的第一个层面就是说我们与神之间的这样一个层面呢，就是说我们不论什么事情发生在我们生命当中，我们都来顺服，来接纳，并且呢也要顺服神的话语。
Now the meekness towards men.
那么我们来看第二个层面，就是说温柔对于人来说的这份的温柔。
This meekness is not just like what the dictionary say, just gentle spirit, just not only that.
那么这个就是人与人之间这份温柔呢，就不单单只是一个柔和，那么要比这还要更多一些。
Yeah, because our natural man or has the feelings of anger.
那么为什么因为一个自然人，一个没有得救的人呢，就有这份的愤怒在他们。
Very strong anger, and then it will follow up by cursing.
那么就是说会有愤怒在心里面呢，当愤怒之后呢，会伴随之而来的是咒诅。
God's meekness, the Spirit's meekness that comes to us in Galatians 5:22-23, the meekness, is not there.
那么当一个人就是说他有这样反应的时候呢，那么在加拉太书第五章所讲到的这属灵的果子这份的柔和谦卑呢，
Then what it is? What is it?
就没在他生命当中。
It is controlled temper. Controlled temper. Controlled.
那么这个温柔到底是什么呢？就温柔就是说你要来控制你的情绪。
You feel angry? You control.
那么当你想要发怒的时候呢，让你来控制自己。
Like the Lord Jesus Christ says in Matthew 5:44, love your enemies.
那正如耶稣所说的，在马太福音5:44所说的，要爱你的仇敌。
Your enemies want to kill you.
那你的仇敌是要来杀害你的。
The enemies want to do bad things to you.
那么作为一个你的敌人呢，他想做各样的坏事来对你。
And God said, love them.
那么神却说要爱他们。
You see, your enemies want to destroy you, you will react. You're angry. And God said, no, control.
那么作为你的仇敌呢，他们想毁灭你，那么但神却说不要这样做，你要来控制你自己。
And then God go one step, love them.
并且神也多一步的说，不单单要控制，并且还要来爱他们。
Bless them.
要来为他们祝福。
If your enemy curse you, curse you.
如果你的仇敌咒诅你呢？
For I curse you means to say, you walk out of this, the thunder will, the lightning will strike you and you die.
那么咒诅呢？
I curse you.
比如说，就是说你出去之后呢，就会天上打雷劈死你。
Why someone say to you how?
有人这样。
立了劈死。
如果一个人这样跟你说的时候，你会
立了，起立了，哇，立劈死了。Yeah? If I'm a Christian, I'm a natural man, I'll say that.
那么作为一个自然人的话，我们会说你才去死呢。
So we have to control.
那么作为一个基督徒，我们要来控制自己。
And God's way is what? Control the meekness means you bless.
那么神的方法就是说你是说你有温柔，并且你来为他们祝福。
If someone say like that to me, curse me, then I say, may you walk safely home.
但如果有人这样咒诅我的话，
慢慢走，then you can be very, you be very wonderful.
但有人这样咒诅我的话，那么我会跟他说啊，那你愿你能够安全的回到家。
They hate you, you do good to them.
他们恨你，恨恶你，但是你却呢，善待他们。
And you also pray for them.
你也为他们祷告。
So that is the meekness.
那么这就是温柔了。
So it does not mean coward.
这并不是说胆小鬼。
It doesn't mean that. So meekness doesn't mean coward.
那么温柔呢，并不代表胆小。
No, it is control.
不是的，而是真的有这份的节制。
Control spirit.
有这份的节制的灵。
That is our dealing with man.
那这是我们人与人之间的这样一个关系。
And then we have In the Bible also some example.
那么在圣经当中呢，也有一些的例子。
One of the example, very good example is Paul the Apostle.
那么一个非常好的一个例子呢，就是使徒保罗。
Can you remember what incident?
那么你能够记起他生命当中的一件事情吗？
Many Jews do not like Paul the Apostle. Yeah.
有很多的犹太人不喜欢他。
Wherever he go, he preach the gospel.
不论他去到哪里面呢，使徒保罗都讲福音。
And when he preach the gospel, people become converted. They don't want to worship their idols anymore.
那么当保罗讲福音之后呢，很多人就信主得救了，那么他们也就不再崇拜那些偶像了。
And the people who sold the idols lose their business.
那么这些卖偶像的人呢，就没有生意做了。
And they complained, and then Paul was arrested and put in prison.
那么这些人就抱怨，那么就把保罗下在监里面了。
Prison behind all the bars.
那么在这监狱里面，监牢里面。
And what did Paul do? Did he sit down and say, God, what is this? I do your work, and you put me in the prison. And then in those days, the prison is the lowest prison.
那么保罗呢？他怎么做呢？他是不是说坐下来去抱怨时，神说啊，为什么这样呢？我传福音，你却这样对我呢
？What did he do? He sang hymns. You know the hymns that he sang? He sang all those hymns.
那么圣经告诉我们说，保罗做了什么呢？他唱诗歌。
Maybe he sing the hymn, "What a friend we have in Jesus."
也许他在唱说恩有哥。
So he sang, and then his colleague also sang, and so he filled the prison walls with singing.
那么圣经告诉我们说，他唱，不单他唱了，并且他的同工希拉他们也唱，把真的在监狱里面都充满了歌声。
He didn't moan, he didn't cry, he didn't complain, and all the other prisoners also listened to beautiful music.
保罗他没有抱怨神，没有去埋怨神。反而去唱诗歌，那么以至于呢，很多的囚犯他们。
What that day was a good experience for all the prisoners.
那么这些囚犯们他也来听保罗唱歌，那对于他们来说是一个非常特别的日子。
And God in His power, of course, wrought a miracle.
那么我们也知道，神他就彰显了神迹。
Now what I'm trying to say is that when Paul was treated like this, that's how he reacted because he has the meekness of God.
那我所要强调的是什么呢？就是说，保罗能够这样的来做出这份的回应，因为他有这份的温柔在他里面。
And his meekness, he practiced it towards in relation with men.
那么有这份温柔呢，他就来操练，来与他的同伴有这份的操练。
Maybe I give another example.
那也许我给你另外一个例子。
Like a bird,
就像一个鸟
in a cage.
就像鸟在鸟笼里面。
If the bird struggle and try to fly out,
如果一个鸟它尝试挣扎着要出去
，it will be very sad.
那么它就会非常的忧愁，非常的。
It will break one of his wings.
那么也许它的翅膀就会受伤。
There'll be bruises and then always hit against the cage.
然后就是说，当他去尝试出去的时候呢，他会撞到那个鸟笼。
The cage may be small.
也许那个鸟笼非常小。
Even big one is also worse. He can fly longer and then hit the cage harder.
如果鸟笼再大一点的话，那么会更严重。就是它飞得远，它撞上去的话会更大力度。那也没有任何的效果出来。
Maybe the bird decided, I better sing.Sing.
那或者一个鸟说与其这样，那我还不如坐下来能够来唱歌呢。
Enjoy his cage.
我就在鸟笼里来享受吧。
There will be food. The more he sings, the more food he gets.
那么就说来享受在这里面的生活，那么有食物。那当他去更多去唱歌的时候呢，那么会有更多食物给到他。
Are you thirsty or the man will give more water?
当他渴的时候呢，主人也会。
People will say you are very, you are wonderful, very good. They like you.
那么，当一个鸟唱歌的鸟呢，很多人都会说，哇，这个鸟非常的棒，非常的非常好。
Isn't that good?
就说，与其在鸟笼里挣扎，还不如在。
We are the birds. We are going to behave like that.
就是在鸟笼里歌唱会更好。如果你是鸟的话
，Isn't that better?
这岂不是更好吗
？And if you react that way, you actually inherit the earth now.
如果你真的说像鸟这样去做的话，那你就是承受了地图。
Yeah, you don't inherit property, but you inherit the earth.
那么是的，也许你没有会得到一片的这边的地产。那么你圣经告诉我们说，你承受地土。
The more important things of life you inherit, you enjoy.
生命当中的最主要的东西，那么你得到了，你并且能够来享受。
Because if you are like the bird, you hit and you injure yourself, and then you collect, you cannot sing, and then the owner will say you are hopeless, and then will bury you alive.
如果说就像一个鸟似的，如果你在鸟笼里面挣扎，最后呢以至于受伤，那主人就说没有什么用，对不对？就把你活埋了。
Bury alive.
啊，活埋了。
Oh my God. Okay. You see, that's worse.
那这话就会更加糟糕。
And this meanness which God has given to us, the natural man cannot. He will behave differently.
那么这份温柔呢，是神给我们的。那么作为一个没有重生得救的人，他是不会有的，他跟我们的反应也是不同的。
We are also formerly men, and so there is this struggle, and so we can win because we have the power of God in us. We can win and behave like that.
是的，就说我们作为一个没有得救之前，我们也像这些世上的人一样。但现在呢，因着我们重生得救，神已经把这份的温柔赐给我们了，我们能够就说与他们不一样。
But the natural man cannot.
但是呢，作为一个没有得救的一个自然人，他不能够像我们一样有这份温柔。
So this meekness.
所以这份的温柔
，you have，
在你的生命当中你有。
In Galatians chapter 5, maybe we all turn to Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 23, and,
那么让我们打开到加拉太书第五章第二十二和二十三。
Maybe you all read in Chinese.
Okay, 22. 加拉太书第五章第二十二到二十三节，来听我读神的话语。他说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
You see, especially verse 23.
特别在23节。
What is the first, meekness?
第一个词就是温柔。
Meekness. Yeah, and this meekness is a fruit of the Spirit. It's a spiritual gift.
那么这个温柔呢，就是属灵的果子，也是一个属灵的恩赐。
And this meekness, of course, it means lowly, it means humble, but it's further self-control spirit.
那么这份温柔也代表着温良柔顺，那么它也其实也有一个控制的这样自制的一个意思。
And anybody who does bad, any person who does bad to you, you do not retaliate, you do not say back or give back the same.
就当别人以恶待你的时候呢，你不会以恶去回应。
Yeah, you bless the person, you love the person, you help the person.
那么就说你会反而让你会去爱他，去祝福他。
This is unnatural, not natural.
这样的回应呢，是对世上人来说是不自然的。
But this is supernatural.
但这是一个超自然的一个。
This is godly.
这是属神的。
This is God's spirit.
这是神的方法。
God's way. And you have.
那么
if you are a Christian, you have.
如果你是基督徒的话，那么你就有这样的一份生命。
But you must release it.
那么毕竟你要活出来。
You must think of God and then you release it.
那么你用神的这份思维来想事情，并且把它活出来。
And God say, you shall.You will inherit, he says. You will inherit the earth.
那么当你真的是做一个温柔的人的时候呢，神就告诉我们说，你必承受地土。
You shall inherit the earth.
你必承受地土。
And the word inherit is, of course, it means, if I inherit something, I don't do anything.
那么在这里面承受呢，
to get it.
承受呢，意思就是说，就是一个继承的意思，就是我不用去做什么。
So your God says, if you manifest, if you practice this meekness which He has given to you, if you practice this meekness, you shall inherit. In other words, the earth will come to you.
那么在这里面，神的意思也就是说，如果说你按照神所给你的这份温柔去活的话，那你就会继承。那么也就是说，这样地那个地图呢就会来到你生命当中。
God is not talking about property, okay?
那么神在这里面所说的不是地产。
He's not talking about the many the things all in this earth.
这并不是所讲的世上的这些东西。
But he's talking about more important things.
那么他所讲的是更主要的事情。
For example, you see, my mind is thinking.
比如说
，the most important thing is what you want good health.
那么作为年龄大的人呢，我想要的比如说是健康。
I think in the, this inheritance, one of the things, if we practice this meekness, one of the things that we can inherit is good health.
那么我相信说，如果说我们做一个温柔的人，那么这个承受地土的其中的一个事项就是说好的健康。
This is wonderful.
那这是一个非常美好的。
When you're old, of course, we are here on this earth. When you grow old, all the parts slowly becomes not so good. And one day, God says, "Okay, you come back." And God, they say, "Come back to Him."
是的，那我们作为在世上活着的人，当年龄增加的时候呢，我们的身体的各个部分就有疼痛，有不舒服。那么神也说，有一件神说 ，OK， 回来吧。
Yeah, because our body is weak, definitely weak. Because our body is human beings.Just now here temporary for 60 years, 70 years, or 80 years, and then slowly the engine will go bad and bad.
那么因为我们身体是短暂的，活在这个世上，那么随着时间的流逝呢，我们的生命的这份的引擎呢也会慢慢的衰落下来。
But the spirit cannot go bad and bad, cannot.
但是我们的这份的属灵的这个灵里面呢，确实不是这样子。
But the spirit can become stronger and stronger and stronger.
我们属灵的生命却应该是更加的越来越强壮。
And your spirit can overcome the weakness of the body.
啊，并且我们的属灵的生命能够来胜过我们肉体的这份的软弱。
And your life cannot die.
啊，并且我们知道说我们有永远的生命。
Your life is eternal.
我们有永生在我们里。
Yes, your life is with God.
我们的生命是与神同在的。
And then when you're Christian, you die, when you die because your body already cannot take it anymore, then you are with God.
作为一个基督徒，因着我们身体的缘故，我们也许会死，但是我们知道说我们灵魂是与神同在。
Of course, that God one day is going to give you a new body.
我们也知道说这样有一天神会赐给我们一个新的身体。
But regarding our life here on this earth, if you practice this meekness, you will inherit the earth.The important ones is that your spirit, you will enjoy all the things in this world, not because you have God going to give you big piece of land.
那么我们作为神的儿女，当我们操练这份温柔的时候呢，那么我们就会来享受就说这个世上所有的这份的重要的事情。这当然并不代表说我们会有一个地产。
You will inherit many many things in this world.
那么我们会得到世上很多很多的东西。
Many good experiences in this world.
那么会有非常美好的一些经历。
That's what God said.
那这是神在这里面所讲的。
If somebody is angry with you, you bless the person. In the end, the person will be good to you.
那么当一个人恶待你的时候呢，那么你祝福他，那么就是说他会他在最后的话，他也会来善待你。
So many, many things you will experience when you practice meekness.
那么当我们来操练这份温柔的时候呢，我们会经历非常多美好的事情。
Question.
那么问题。
First thing, do you have this meekness?
那么第一个就是说你是否有这份温柔呢？
If you are a Christian, you must answer,Yes.
如果你是一个基督徒，那么你应该说是的，我有。
You have?
你有吗？
Alright. How to know, in order to prove that you have?
那怎么能够来证明说你有呢？
You practice it.
那么你就来操练出来。
See, one day, somebody cursed you.
就是比如说有一天一个人咒诅你。
So there will be, you come up, he curse you, and straight away you open your big mouth and you curse him back.
但如果有人咒诅你，那么你也立刻开口咒诅他。
Question. Well, I do not know whether you have or not.
如果你这样回应的话，那么作为牧师，那么我不知道说你真的是否有这份温柔在你里面。
You open your mouth, you're angry against.Before you say, curse, you say, I bless you.
但如果说你非常愤怒，就是说在你去咒诅他之前呢，哎，你说哦，我不咒诅你，我祝福你。
Then you prove to yourself that you are a Christian.
那么这也你就自己证明给你自己说，你是一个基督徒。
I have this meekness, and God the Holy Spirit has given to me. I'm born again.
因为我是一个基督徒，因为圣灵把这份温柔放在我的里面，我能够活出来。
And sometimes we fall, sometimes we let the natural man in us to go against.
那当然，我们知道有时候我们也会有失败，我们任凭着我们的肉体来胜过我们的这份属灵的生命。
The next thing will happen, you will be convicted. Why did I do that? Wrong, it's wrong.
那么接下来呢，你就会说：“哎呀，为什么我会这样做呢？”你心里面会有这份责备。
Then you confess and repent before God.
那么你接下来就在神面前认罪悔改。
And you see, this you prove to yourself you are a Christian.
当一个人有这样一份的回应的时候呢，那也证明说你是一个基督徒。
You are born again.
你是重生得救的。
You have eternal life.
你有永生在你里面。
Holy Spirit is in you.
那么圣灵在你的里面。
You can go. You will go to heaven.
那么确定的，你一定会上天堂。
It's wonderful.
这是非常美好的。
Blessed are they. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
是的，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Yes.
让我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank thee for this word that you have given to us. We pray, Lord, that we will be able to remember these words, thy word.
天父，我们感谢你所赐给我们你的话语，说我们也祷告你能够来帮助我们来记住你的话语。
Give us the grace, the strength, and the courage, Lord.
主赐给我们有力量，有恩典，也有这勇气。
To practice, to manifest this meekness which you have given to us.
能够来操练，并且能够来彰显这份的温柔在我们生命当中是你所赐给我们的。
And we thank you, Lord, that whenever we practice this, you have promised that we will inherit the earth.
主，我们也感谢你，因为当我们这样操练的时候，你也应许我们说我们必承受地土。
We will inherit all the many, many good experiences in life.
我们也会承受很多美好的经历在我们生命当中。
So help us, O Lord.
主要来帮助我们。
In doing this, we are not only rewarded by thee, but thy name is glorified and honored.
当我们这样去做的时候呢，我们不单单被你能够来得到这份祝福，并且呢荣耀你的名。
Now, Lord, as we partake of the bread and this cup in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that thou wilt increase our faith in thee and deepen our love for thee.
主啊，当接下来我们要来领受圣餐的时候，主啊，也求你能够来赐福我们，能够更多的来爱你。
This all we pray and giving thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的圣名所求。阿门。